Good morning. This is Jack Llewellyn. Welcome to Chamber Chat. And as always, for the Chamber's upcoming events, things like that, programs, simply go to durangobusiness.org, or you can stop by our new building at 2301 North Main, right across from the high school. How are you guys? You got Ready Mix in the house.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you both for coming in, Nate and Linda. How are you guys?
Things are good.
Yeah.
I'm excited to sit here and, you know, catch up with you and, you know, share a little bit about who we are.
Yeah, well, and that is the first question I'm going to ask, because Ready Mix, seen you guys around in the community for a long time. Give me a little history, you know, kind of what you guys are up to.
Well, so the batch plant and the operation has been actually located in that area for, you know, for many years, you know, 40 mm-hmm. years.
Wow.
We recently acquired them within the last couple of years. It was 2012 where they were acquired, and we have been working towards establishing some relationships and engaging in the community and you know, just offering construction materials at a competitive price to the Durango area.
Now, and you're located again where?
So we're out at the Dillon Pit. It's north of town.
Mm-hmm.
691 County Road 252.
Oh, okay. So is it, I'm thinking out by Trimble or kind of by
it
Dalton
is
Ranch.
Lane. Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay. I've seen you out there many times when I've taken that little drive out that way. So let me ask you, when you mentioned, you know, like construction, are you guys also open to, you know, the weekend guy like me that needs gravel or whatever project I'm taking on?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we believe that supplying quality materials to mm-hmm. anybody is, you know, a priority to us, you know, with the correct expectations. You know,
right.
We talk to you on a Wednesday, get you scheduled for a, you know, a Saturday delivery. And
uh-huh.
Yeah, absolutely.
And because, you know, I'm probably one of those homeowners that drive you crazy when I call and say, I need gravel. And you're like, well, what kind? Do you want crushed? Do you want the 3/4 size? Do you want 1/2 inch? Do you want washed? I mean, all those questions when I've ordered, you know, before in the past, and I have no idea. Can you guys help me to say, what are you putting it on? And they were road base, that type?
So to be honest, you know, I enjoy the commercial projects, the larger.
Uh-huh.
But you're the reason why we're here, why yeah. we're in business. And yeah, absolutely. The, you know, make recommendations, give you, calculate your volumes,
uh-huh.
You know, explain proper placement methods, as well as, you know, curing and
sure.
and keeping the product in service for a long period of time.
Absolutely. Right. And then obviously, because, you know, the, like you said, the bread and butter is with the contractor. If somebody, you know, wants to reach out that is a contractor, what's the best way to go about doing that? Is it, you know, via email, or what works best?
So, you know, go ahead and call the main office. We've got mm-hmm. a dispatch line.
What's that number?
970-247-1303.
And
awesome.
Our, you know, our dispatcher will answer the phone and kind of uh-huh. get an idea of what they're after, and direct them to, you know, we've also got a full line of aggregates that we're selling, and also asphalt.
Okay.
You know, we're lay down crew for asphalt also. So, you know, we would direct whoever to the proper salesperson and ask some questions and
yeah.
some expectations and get you taken care of.
Goes on the ground. You got it.
Yeah.
So let me ask this, the rebranding with Ready Mix, what are you guys working on now?
Well, so over the last 6 months, you know, we are located in 8 different markets across the state of Colorado, from
okay.
Steamboat Springs down through Silverthorne, Grand Junction, we're out in Moab,
wow.
and then down here in Durango. The goal was to streamline the Ready Mix business, to take some of the experience that we had in all of those markets and combine them to be able to, you know, sharpen our sword and service
yeah.
those communities better. And I think with that, our goals might have changed. You know, we're looking to get more involved in some of the commercial work here
uh-huh.
in Durango, and there's, you know, the economy's good, and we're hoping to support that and offer competitive pricing. You know, not stepping on the toes of our bread and butter customers that
sure.
have been loyal to us for many years. You know, obviously they're a priority.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I think working a good balance and working with expectations is, is something that our goal is.
So if somebody's got, you know, a bigger project, you know, they need obviously, you know, concrete for, you know, the foundations, things like that, you're the people to call.
Absolutely. You know, we want to be the supplier of choice. We are thankful to have healthy competition, and, you know, we hope that we are also healthy competition.
And how far, what's your footprint, your, you know, your market coverage area here in Durango?
You know, I'll be honest, I think that Linda should speak to that. She's got a better idea of the geography. So
sure.
So we've delivered all the way out to like the Rafter J. We've gone to Hesperus and Mancos. We've gone as far as Bayfield, Silverton, you know, down on the New Mexico border. We can get as wide as we need to get. There's stuff that we can do to, simply put it, that you put the concrete to sleep and then it'll wake back up when it gets there.
All right, now, you just said put the concrete to sleep, and you know, what does that mean?
So, obviously, ready-mix concrete's a perishable product. The hydration of cement is an exothermic reaction, and we use certain chemicals to slow that reaction down or speed that reaction up.
Okay.
I've been involved in federal projects delivering to high specification jobs where we've shipped concrete 2.5 hours. And supplied quality concrete to the end user.
And also, I know that there's even the curing rate, you know, when it cures or whatever the right term is, because I remember they said, oh, yeah, we've got this and it's going to cure quickly, so we've got to get it down. Is that kind of what you're referring to?
Very much so, yeah. So, you know, we obviously don't want to supply a product that can't be worked and put into place and then, you know, hydrating too quickly. But also, we don't want it to hydrate too slow.
Right.
There's a fine balance, and we have a full quality control staff, and like I said, a lot of experience across all of our markets to offer advice and make sure that that hydration curve, if you will, is in line with what the contractor's expectations are.
And I, as somebody told me one time, you can even add, there's an additive, and I don't know, is it fiberglass? It's something that makes strengthen?
It's a polypropylene fiber.
Okay.
And it's, you know, we have a monofilament and we have a fibrillated filament. And it actually, as you know, concrete cracks. When concrete cures and it goes through its hydration process, it changes in volume.
Right.
And as that volume changes, it creates cracks. That's why you see cracks in the sidewalk. And there's, you know, those joints that are tooled in there. It's an effort to create a weak spot for that crack. Now, the fibers actually slow down that shrinkage process in the early, you know, 24 to 48 hours, which when it's doing most of its volume changes.
Okay.
So those fibers help to decrease cracking.
Wow. I'm learning something. This is educational for me. And then just the different finishes and things of that nature. Yeah. I know we poured a walkway and my wife wanted to put down leaves. And I'm like, really? Well, we have three dogs. I said, let the dogs walk on it. We'll put a little mat that says wipe your paws.
Yeah.
And she's like, really? You're serious? We have dog prints across.
Yeah, decorative concrete. You know, we've got colors we can add. A lot of people are stamping the concrete nowadays, and you know, putting that really nice finish on it. And you know, we do live in a harsher freeze thaw environment, so there's that product to withstand some of the harsher, you know, freeze thaw environments. We do have chemicals and we do stuff to the concrete to ensure that it is durable and lasts.
So if let's say, you know, someone's listening to their homeowner, I would assume the best process would be to get with the contractor, talk to your contractor, go through all the different styles of stamps, the dye, the coloring, and all of that, and let the contractor then come and say, okay, here's what we need to order just so you're not having to, you know, have someone like me walk in and go, oh, I really don't know what I want, but here's what my wife wants, and in that process.
Many times that's the avenue that it goes, you know, and we've, like I said, we've got some very loyal customers to us, and if any homeowner out there is looking for recommended, you know, people to do those types of works, whether it's foundation, flat work, you know, we're happy to make recommendations. And then, if there's specifics that they're wanting, you know, we've done some pretty interesting things with ReadyMix Concrete.
I bet. Yeah. Now, so heading out to ReadyMix, what are all the different products that you offer? I mean, you mentioned, you know, asphalt and concrete. What are the different types of aggregate and things like that?
Well, so we offer, road bases, mm-hmm. Those base courses are actually produced to meet standards that are set forth by, the industry.
Right.
And then, we also have drain gravel. We've got driveway gravel. Leach field sands, anything that you'd find on a construction project, we're offering asphalt. We do have an asphalt plant down here, uh-huh. and we do offer lay down. And we'll do, municipal work, state work, federal work, and we'll entertain the driveway here and there.
So I was going to say, so obviously you've got the credentials then, because when you mentioned state, federal, there's definitely specifics and the specifications that you have to adhere to that make sure that otherwise, you're having to redo the job. And obviously you got the expertise, no matter what level, from homeowner to federal jobs.
Yeah, that's exactly
at
right.
Ready Mix that you guys can assist with. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so Peak Ready Mix is the Ready Mix company, and then Elam Construction, they're the ones that are doing the asphalt lay down.
Oh, okay.
And we've got a lot of experience, like you said, federal, state, uh-huh. we've done some airports, so.
Well, I see your signs all over the place, construction work by Elam. You guys are everywhere.
Absolutely.
I think I've seen you up on Wolf Creek, if I remember right.
What was that?
I said we try to be.
Yeah, you're all over the place. Now, and this is just because my own, you got them big rocks? I want some big rocks at my house. You got
landscaping
those?
Landscaping rocks.
Landscaping rocks. You
it,
have
it
those?
It depends on which pit out of them, but I believe we do have them.
You just have to come in and kind of check it out and see.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's funny, boulders can be a tricky deal because, getting them loaded and getting them unloaded and getting them moved, those things aren't light. So
no, and there's a reason they're expensive, and that's why I just want a couple rocks delivered. Yeah. And you're going, well, that's a little harder than it sounds, Jack.
Yeah.
So you mentioned the economy. Things are going really well right now.
We're excited about what's happening in the whole state. I mean, tourism is up.
Mm-hmm.
We believe we're going to have a strong 2019. Here in Durango, there are a handful of hotels that are being built, and
right.
we're trying to participate where it fits.
Sure.
With the stronger economy and the demand for employees, I think we're definitely looking for drivers.
Okay.
I
so you are hiring.
Yeah, absolutely. It's I think that to find good help, it's a difficult thing, and
sure.
we like to have the longevity and employ locals. So
right.
with the strong economy, we expect to see a handful of positions open up here over the next even couple weeks.
Oh, okay. So if people are interested, what's the best way to reach out to you?
I think the same way, go ahead and give our dispatch a call. If you've got a CDL, we'd love to talk to you.
Uh-huh.
They'll get you in the right direction of who to talk to and pre-employment, those kind of things. So.
Wonderful. And that number one more time?
970-247-1303.
All right, we've got about a minute left. What have I forgotten? I want to make sure we capture everything. Again, you guys are located, I'm going to say, out in the valley, kind of out by Dalton, Trimble, out there.
Yep.
And the number again?
970-247-1303.
I'm stalling. That's why I'm stretching this out. And Peak Ready Mix, you can probably Google that and find it.
Peak Ready Mix and then Elam Construction. Happy to send emails, phone calls, whatever we need to get involved with the community and make sure that we're supplying quality products.
Very cool. And again, I know you guys are getting more involved with the community, looking at possibilities like a load of gravel or something.
Donations.
For, you know,
yeah, we would entertain donations if you if you've got a cause that we can help with, give us a call.
Cause I need it. I'm just kidding. That was a joke. That was a really bad joke.
And we invest in long-term relationships.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, thank you both for coming in, and it was good to see you at After Hours.
Yes, sir. I'll be there again. Thank
you. Yeah, thank you, guys. Well, we have to send it back to the studios again. Don't forget Peak Ready Mix and that phone number?
970-247-1303.
Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.